first it's the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
Well, service bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Europe. Throw down! Straight down the back in Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Body rich in Burundi. Quadratina in Armenia. We'll be right back.
We're Dojli. Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.org. So if you can't hear us on the radio, you can hear us on the internet. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. New this week at Plan 9, Lucinda Williams, Little Honey, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison, The Legacy Edition, and Martin Sexton Solo. That's all at Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center welcomes the Lion of Zimbabwe, Thomas Mapfumo, and the Blacks Unlimited on October 24th and 25th. Living in exile in America, Mapfumo hopes to transform his beloved Zimbabwe into a land of peace and freedom. For more details, please call 289-8980 or visit online at modlin.richmond.edu. And welcome to a very special edition of Global Agogo, because we will be spending the entire 2 hours today featuring the music and talking about the life and work of Thomas Mapfumo, the Lion of Zimbabwe. And I have a special guest co-host in the studio with me today, Tim Harding. How are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
Great. It's really good to have you here today. And the reason Tim's here is I asked him to help me put together this show because, first of all, he's a really big fan of Thomas's music. And second of all, he's probably the only person in Richmond who's ever played in Thomas's band.
Probably right.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And
safe to say.
And how did that come about?
A great bit of serendipity. I met in Washington, D.C., a dear friend of his, a filmmaker, Bob Cohen, a lifelong friend of Thomas's, who had produced some films that Thomas had done soundtracks to back in the early and middle 1980s. He and I met in Washington and hit it off terrifically, and at some point conversation got around to Thomas because I found that he was from Zimbabwe, and we got talking, and he said, well, Thomas needs a saxophone player. Can you come play with him? And I was, well, certainly, but it all seemed sort of like pie in the sky stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we agreed to get together the next day for just the enjoyment of a cup of coffee and some more chatter, and I showed up, and we had some coffee, and he said, oh, I called Thomas last night and told him you have a new saxophone player.
So it wasn't like an audition kind of situation.
None at all. And even at that point, over coffee, I thought, you know, I don't mean to be a party pooper here, but you know, this is a big pool to jump into here, and you haven't heard me play at all. And Bob said, oh, you'll be fine. It's just from talking to you. I know you understand his music. We'll be good.
So we'll be drawing on some of the personal experiences that Tim had touring with Thomas. You're not touring with him this time, so that's no, unfortunate for us, I guess.
But yeah, it's all good.
Otherwise, you'd be busy. We wouldn't be talking to you right now.
True.
But what we're going to do is we'll have a lot to talk about, but I want to make sure that we play plenty of music. And we're going to get started with something from Thomas's most recent album, Rise Up. It came out in 2006. And I guess we've chosen this song. Well, Tim chose this one. It's one of his favorites from that record. And we wanted to start with this because this is going to give you an idea of what this band is probably going to sound like somewhat at these shows that they're doing at the University of Richmond's Modlin Center on a week from tonight and a week from tomorrow night. So anything else you want to say about the song?
No, it's a terrific tune. Thomas had just written it when I toured with him 4 years ago, and I fell in love with it and kept asking him. He didn't even have a name for it, but he knew it was good. He kept playing it every night and would even reprise it during encores, and it's the tune Hundi Mbocha.
And I guess you didn't know this, but on the one of the versions, this record has been released like on three different labels, I think, now. But one of them actually has a translation. So Hundi Mbocha means I'm not afraid.
We like that.
New music, well, most recent music from Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited right here on Global Agogo.
Where?
Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited from the album Rise Up. That's Handim Bocha, I'm Not Afraid. And you're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the Tower of Low Power. And you can give us a call here in the studio at 804-649-9737. Please wait till we're not talking, though, because otherwise there's no way for us to actually answer it. It's kind of a low-tech setup that way. Tim Harding in the studio with me to talk about the music of Thomas Mapfumo. And that is a beautiful song. It's really, really good.
It's just wonderful. And he's so eclectic in his interest musically, draws from so much stuff from the Caribbean and a great interest in jazz and, of course, a deep love of American soul music and such. But it's really broad-minded in every way, clearly intellectually, but also very much musically, and these wonderful mixtures of stuff. And it's all woven together in a really kind of quiet and subtle manner. He's a really gifted cat.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the more of the music that you'll hear, subtle is an important word, and, you know, I don't mean to make it sound like if you're not paying extra close attention, it's going to go right past you. But the differences in his music over the years are definitely subtleties, and they're definitely the kinds of things that are brought out with more attentive and listening and listening over time. But it's stuff that you definitely hear in concert, it's just a great live band, one of the best in the world.
Oh, fantastic! And it's very entrancing stuff. I think that's a really important element, and for music that lyrically carries so much gravitas and has a lot of barbs, although very poetically woven in as well. It's really beautifully soothing, and I think his friendship with Bob Marley and his position as really the Bob Marley of Zimbabwe and in some ways of Africa, less strident and overt than someone like Fela Kuti, who I love dearly as well, but everything more poetic and woven into these great sort of folk tales, and all the underpinnings being of this very entrancing nature. And he's really that way too. He's very
in person, in real life. Yeah, that's great. So let's we're gonna play some of the earlier recordings of his that we've got, and I don't know where you would get the very earliest ones, because Thomas was born in 1945, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's been a musician since he was a teenager. I mean, basically, I think the only thing he's ever wanted to be in life was a musician, and I don't think he had any particular interest of being a political figure. That's something that just kind of evolved. But the first band he was in was started in 1961. The Zudu Brothers, also known as the Cyclones, and as Tim mentioned, he's a big fan of soul music. So Sam Cooke is a favorite.
Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, I know in particular.
Yeah. And in his early bands, they played a lot of Western covers, right? They played like Beatles and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, right. Yep. He was in a band called the Cosmic Four Dots and another one called the Springfields. And we don't have any of that stuff, but we will pick up his career with this band that has one of the all-time greatest band names, I would say, the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band. And they were so named because they played for the workers who worked at the chicken plant. And that was kind of Thomas's alternative, I think, to being a musician. I guess he could have worked in the mines, so he could have worked as a chicken farmer. He did work as a chicken farmer for a while. And being a musician was a much better deal. And you'll hear that the Hallelujah Chicken Band definitely sounds like they're having fun, probably more fun than the guys that they're entertaining. there's a CD that came out just last year, I think, of this material. So it's really great that it's available in the West. It's called Take One from the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band. And we're going to play a track called Kare Nanhasi. And then after that, we're going to play the band that Thomas formed after that, which is called the Acid Band. And then we'll be back to talk to you in a bit. So check this out, Kare Nanhasi here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. In a world overrun by commercial radio, there's one station that stands above the rest. This October, get ready for The Fund Drive. WRIR 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio, serving the community, bringing you the views and the music that the other guys won't. Radio for the rest of us. The Fun Drive, coming October 22nd.
So more music from Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited from the early part of his career. That song is called Ruva Rangu. And before that, we heard the song Chauya Chirijeva, which means, now I've put my notes away. It means rural life is back, if I remember correctly. And that is from this kind of classic collection of Thomas's early work. It's called the Chimurenga Singles. 1976 to 1980. And I think, you know, those were the recordings that really put him on the map. Chimurenga means...
struggle.
Yeah.
And his, the Chimurenga music, the music of struggle and...
And the revolution in Zimbabwe, which basically was a civil war that lasted from when the Rump Rhodesian government declared that it was running the country, a government that was never recognized by anybody other than the Republic of South Africa. Not even England recognized the Rhodesian government. That started in 1965. Actual independence was 1980. So that 15-year period was referred to by the Zimbabweans as the Chimurenga.
Yes, and bloody, horrific, really, in comparison to the apartheid years of South Africa, which certainly received a much higher profile globally. The Zimbabwean struggle was brutal, was really violent and horrific, and things have not gone well, unfortunately, since. But
the years of the Chimurenga were the years of Thomas Mapfumo's early adulthood. He was 20 years old when the Rhodesian Rump government started. And in other words, when the period of the official period of European colonialization ended. And so as a musician, he was kind of cast into this world in which if you were a serious musician, and this is true in a lot of places in Africa, if you were going to like write songs, you're probably going to be writing songs that are prescriptive. You know, they don't write a lot of love songs in African music.
No.
Most of the songs have moral points or are tales, and of course, a lot of the music is traditionally derived or is just actual just traditional songs. And so Thomas was on the unusual side as being a guy who from the beginning, from his late teens or early 20s, wanted to write original music that was his own.
Absolutely.
And so he fell kind of, I think, you know, and we'd have to ask him really more specifically, but he kind of fell into writing about political subjects because he was living in a time of civil war. What else was there to write about?
Yeah.
And so he was his first problem with the government really came in, I guess it was like around 1977, right, when he was thrown in jail for 3 years, and that was after the one and only record, album-length record that the Acid Band made. It was deemed to be too political by the Rhodesian government, and he spent 3 months in jail.
Well, and his first most political maneuver was couching these songs in his native tongue, Shona, and not embracing the colonially imposed English language.
Which is still the legally official language of Zimbabwe, by the way, is English. But everybody speaks Shona.
Yeah, precisely. In hanging out with the band on tour, they all spoke Shona to each other,
okay,
but could, you know, extremely comfortably and easily break into English at any point to speak to me or to elaborate on anything.
And I'm sure all of their schooling must have been done
entirely
English.
In English.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The way that it is. But anyway, that's the music that we just played in that last set is basically the music of that period. We heard also from the Acid Band. Before that, we heard another song from the Spirits to Bite Our Ears compilation, which is another collection of his singles from the, basically from the 70s, right? We heard Pitigori.
Yeah. First Thomas Mapfumo song I personally ever heard, cool. And I was so charmed by it. It's funny, the delight in a lot of that music, those last several pieces, these great sort of homages to South African music, which was very influential to him, the township jazz you hear on that last piece, Ruvarangu.
Yeah.
Prior to that, the tune right before that with the big fat Mbakanga bass and South African rhythm. Very influential in his early stuff and real joyful stuff.
Yeah, and the song before that was the Acid Band. That's the record that got banned, and the song we played is called Who Shall We Share Our Frustrations With? That was recorded in, I think, 1976. And the second to last one, I'm getting myself all confused here, the one, The Rural Life Is Back, that was one of the first recordings that he made after the revolution, which is in 1980, and a period of great optimism in Zimbabwe, and among people all over the world who were very excited that there was actually going to be a government of, by, and for Africans in that part of the world.
Yeah, in a country rich in mineral deposits, and this enormous celebration of their independence concert that Thomas and Bob Marley performed together in Harare. Great time.
In 1980, right?
1980, yeah.
And anyway, it's been all downhill since then, basically. And one of the things that makes Thomas Mapfumo the great figure that he is that he was one of the people who realized that things were going wrong and was willing to say something about it, even though he had been a supporter of the revolution and, in fact, had been instrumental. I mean, he wrote the soundtrack of the revolution.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into that further in the show. And so let's not overwhelm people with too much information at this point. And we'll get back to some music. But first, we're going to do a couple pieces of business. And then we're going to start getting into what I guess you'd call the classic period of the Blacks Unlimited. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center welcomes the Saratov Academic Youth Theater to its stage on October 18th with its adaptation of Dostoevsky's comic novella, Uncle's Dream. The play is performed in Russian with English surtitles. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. And the 2008 general election will be held Tuesday, November 4th. If you need to apply for an absentee ballot, please know that October 28th is the last day to mail in your request, and November 1st, the last day to apply in person. More information about elections and voting is available from the Virginia State Board of Elections at www.sbe.virginia.gov. Back to the music of Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited, who will be performing for the first time ever in Richmond at the Modlin Center for the Arts series in the Camp Concert Hall on the campus of University of Richmond next Friday, October 24th, and next Saturday, October 25th. And Tim and I are both very excited about that.
Yes.
All right, next track was your choice. Tell us about it.
It's fabulous. Really stinging guitar. These are some of the last recordings of Jonah Sitole, who was instrumental in the what is now the character. We think of the character of Thomas's music, this sort of modernization of the imbira, a thumb piano, the melodies plucked out on the traditional instrument, the imbira, and so much of this transferred to the guitar. And Thomas, for the first 15, 20 years of his musical career, merely evoked the imbira through the electric guitar, and then by the late 1980s has since fully incorporated imbiras in the band, as many as three at a time, weaving this really terrific, intricate pattern in the, right in the middle of the sound, right in the middle of the music. But this, I think, is really terrific, as you would have heard on that last Ruvaranga, the really stinging guitar sound. It's just terrific, really evocative.
Yeah, he's had some of the greatest guitar players in Africa in his bands over the years. Jonas Sitole, you'll hear on this one. Ephraim, I can't remember his last name, who was unbelievable. Yeah. And the guitar player he has now is apparently really great,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the guy Gilbert. Based it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He was lovely. That was the first tour he had done with Thomas, was the tour that I did with him as well. A really, really sweet, really delightful guy. And he was just magical, beautiful player.
All right, so the song we're going to hear is called Wawa. Am I pronouncing that right?
You did
more
great.
Or less. And that means beer. Yes. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
You did, okay. Yes. Well, now the rest of the audience. let's listen to the song.
Oh, 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 oh I will give you something. That is, if you give me something in return. That's the slogan of today. Mini corruption in the society.
That's a classic recording from Blacks Unlimited there. The title track of their album, Corruption, from 1989. And so that's, we're jumping forward 9 years there from where the last time that we talked to you. And basically, Tom is jumping right back into hot water again, because after that recording, he was basically persona non grata with Robert Mugabe. That song is all about Mugabe's government. And one of the few songs that he's recorded in English. And did they record it in English? Was there a particular reason, or was it just because they're trying to hit the American market?
Very much. And both probably the American market, but also ears around the rest of the world, because this situation becomes so untenable in Thomas's perception, correctly so.
And way ahead of the perception of, you know, the rest of us in the West.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about it in 1989.
No. Absolutely. And one thing he pointed to directly that we talked a great deal about was the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that South Africa set up.
Right.
Which, while in some respects is theater, is social and political theater, there's great import in the healing process of the populace, and that there was nothing of the sort in Zimbabwe. And again, the revolution was infinitely more violent and bloody, and the aftermath was dealt with blinders. All the companies that ran the mineral deposits and the mineral rights retained them, so the Zimbabwean people had no real commerce to share with the rest of the world, and still had their hands completely tied and had no economic independence really to speak of. And it's been part of the downfall, the very quick sort of downward spiral of Zimbabwe since 1980.
There's no Zimbabwean Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
But there's also no Zimbabwean F.W. de Klerk. I mean, kind of goes together.
Yeah. Thomas was voted by the Zimbabwean people as the most important Zimbabwean of the 20th century, which is well-deserved.
Really speaks to the political vacuum.
Yeah, because there's nobody else. It's just this great musician and songwriter. Yeah. But again, I think to the Zimbabwean people, he is, as Bob Marley would have been to Jamaicans, a really important voice for them and for the upliftment of people.
You're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIRLP, Richmond Independent Radio, Radio for the Rest of Us, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You can hear us also on the internet at www.wrir.org. And I want to remind you that a podcast of this program is going to be available at my website later this weekend. So if you'd like to hear it again, or if you want to tell folks who are interested in the music and life of Thomas Mapfumo to check this out, that will be up on the website probably, I don't know, tomorrow or something like that. And the website, www.globalagogo.com. And from there, you can get access to podcasts of all of my programs. There's literally several years worth of programs up there that you can download and listen to at your
convenience. And they're all good.
Oh, well, I try to make them all be good. They're not all equally good, but I don't always have such a good co-host as Tim Harding, who's in here, picking out at least half of the music and maybe more today, and talking about his perspective on the Lions of Zimbabwe, Thomas Mapfumo. We get one piece of business in here, and we will continue with this special edition of Global Agogo. WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Bluntstones, and TUK footwear. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner, and Exile has the accessories to create that original costume. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348. And speaking of Halloween, listen to this message as well.
We will kick off WRIR's Fall Fun Drive with a festive party. On Friday, October 24th at New York Deli, WRIR presents not just a Monster Mash, but a Monster Masquerade. Wear a fantastic mask and lose yourself in it. You will witness live performances by Splork and the Pretend Pretenders. Plus, the Turnstile sound system and your favorite WRIR DJs will be spinning ghoulish dance music all night long. There will be door prizes and prizes for best mask and costume. Admission is a $5 donation to Richmond Independent Radio. This masquerade is part of RBA Magazine's Halloween. It's WRIR's Monster Masquerade. Friday, October 24th at New York Deli in Carytown. Don't forget your mask.
All right, hope to see you all there at that event, and certainly hope to have your participation in our fun drive. You all have been extraordinarily generous to help make this radio station possible, get it started from scratch, and get it to where it is now, one of really the leading low-power FM and community radio stations in the United States. And that's, you know, due to the support that we've gotten from the community here in the Richmond area. So we thank all of you very much for that and hope that you will be able to support us generously again at our next fun drive, which gets started next week on Wednesday night.
Hear, hear, and a radio station that is so woven into the community and supports the community so beautifully. It supports the music of this town and opens everyone's ears and minds to sounds they wouldn't otherwise hear and discussions they wouldn't otherwise be a part of. So thank heavens for WRIR.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a real community radio station. We're all volunteers, except we do have one paid employee. And everyone, including the paid employee, they're all participants in the community here. And it's really, we're just a vehicle for people to be able to, you know, bring their own passions and their own interests onto the airwaves. It's sort of like the way that broadcasting used to be and the way that it always was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But speaking of supporting music in Richmond, your band is playing And you need to get in the shameless plug for that before we get back to Thomas Matfumo's music.
You know, WRIR officially kicked off with me counting down from 10 to 0 at Art Space on New Year's Eve of, what was that, 7? 03 to 04 or something. And with my really fabulous group, Hotel X. I say it just because the people in it are just so wonderful and creative, and it's been this 17-year odyssey, thanks to Ron Curry for motivating me to do some bass duets with him 17 years ago, and it's been this really terrific adventure with lots of wonderful musicians, some of whom are still around Richmond, and we're currently a 10-piece group investigating all the good musics we can think of and putting them in the big stew pot. And tomorrow we're playing as part of the Run to the River, which is a 10K walk and run to benefit the Neighborhood Resource Center in Fulton Hill, a place where we have played. We are sort of the house band there and have put on many performances. And so tomorrow morning from 10:30 to 11:30, we're playing there at the Neighborhood Resource Center at 1519 Williamsburg Road in Fulton Hill. And then shortly thereafter from 12:30 to 1:30 in Shaco Bottom, right adjacent to the Farmers Market as part of the Shaco Oyster Festival, the first annual such event. So please, I encourage folks to come out, and I love my band so much. It's wonderful. And while we don't specifically play any of Thomas's music, I've been influenced by a lot of things musically in my life, and not the least of which was Thomas. And we do three or four pieces, one in particular called Mukanya, which is his nickname in Zimbabwe.
Family, yeah. Family nickname. And which means baboon, right?
Yeah. Which he takes well for a name like baboon.
Well, I guess, I mean, if you're named after your father. I mean,
yeah, well,
right. After your dad, right?
Precisely. Yeah, so please, folks, come out and check out Hotel X. Great band.
So two opportunities to see them tomorrow. It should be a good morning for a run as well. It should be nice and cool.
We like that.
Okay, you're up with the next selection here. Tell us a little bit about
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
All right, we're going to do
Vichidiki.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, pulling it from a little CD I was sent the night before I started playing with him as a sort of the primer, and it didn't help a whole lot when I walked into my house at 10 at night and pulled through the mail and saw this and had to be in Charlottesville at 10 the next morning to play, but a really also very much in the classic vein of Thomas's music, really terrific, tuneful piece.
So this is the song that that they were telling you, this is what we want you to sound like.
Yeah.
Is this song. And neither of us actually knows what CD it's on, but I'll research that and hopefully get that up on our post on the web at WRIR.org. But for right now, just the song name is up there. Vichidiki from Thomas Matfumo right here on Global Agogo.
You. आया तेगा जो जो चेजेरा न्याया तेगा जो जो चेजेरा डागू यमीरन जो जो चेजेरा डागू यमीरन जो जो चेजेरा सिया शेनीगा जो जो नो सोफा न्याया Zeniga, zine magula, Jojo siana na jo.
And that's the sound of Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited, recorded live in concert back in 1991. And they sound a little different now, don't you think?
No, very much so. I mean, Thomas is an elder statesman in many ways, a quieter guy. His life is quieter. He is now living essentially in a self-imposed exile in outside of Eugene, Oregon. And
he moved there in 1999?
Yeah, at the behest of a sponsor at the time, a gentleman out in the Pacific Northwest who came into some money and decided to help Thomas and offered this refuge for him. And you know, I think in many ways he is enjoying his life there. It's a quieter life and much more serene than the life he was living in Harare. But,
well, I mean, Zimbabwe is a good country to move from. I mean, you know, let's get serious about this. I've got this here on a piece of paper. I'm going to have to find it now. The population, well, just between 2002 and 2006, the population of Zimbabwe decreased by 4 million.
Wow.
Now, some of that's because they've got the lowest... lowest male life expectancy of any country in the world right now.
Wow.
But also, it's because people who can leave do, just like the Congo.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so Thomas is privileged to be able to do that. He's, of course, it's a lot more dangerous for him to be in Zimbabwe than it is for some other people, too.
Yep.
Although he keeps going back.
Well, he does. He has not been back now in almost 2 years. But
it was rumored that he was going to be going back this month. Did you hear
no,
about that?
No, the last we spoke was about a month ago, and...
You talked to him on the phone a month ago?
Yeah, okay. And we talked several times during the summertime, and the attempt at this power-sharing agreement between Mugabe and Morgan Tsvangirai is intriguing to him, not overly, because he's seen some of the dance before, I mean, not really quite to this degree, and much of which is probably motivated by just despair.
Mm-hmm.
The country's in such shambles. He didn't speak of it with great confidence, but saw possibly the opportunity to return. And the other band members would say that his return each year, which he would normally go back in January and February of each year and perform, that he was essentially untouchable. He's such an enormously important figure there and really is the heartbeat of the culture and society in so many ways. He would be martyred if he was touched. And so he essentially is sort of seen as kind of above and outside of all that.
That's cold comfort, though, when you're dead.
Now, I was going to say, he's no fool, and that's why he hasn't personally returned in the last 2 years. And the kind of quiet resolve that he has these days, I think, is somewhat despondent. See over the state of affairs in Zimbabwe and also living a quieter life in Oregon. But he sounded terrific. The several conversations we had this summer, I think he's in a very, very good place. He sounded more at peace with sort of everything. And he's certainly reaping the benefits of Peter Gabriel's assistance with the Real World label. And Peter, in the last several years, has been really instrumental in getting him more and more performances, certainly in Europe.
And that last record, Rise Up, was reissued by Real World, and there's expectations that Thomas's next record is going to be on Real World, right?
Yeah,
and has he started working on that?
Yeah. I think it's near completion at this point, yeah.
Well, good. So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
And we got some questions to ask him when he's here. Like, have you been back to Zimbabwe?
Yeah,
I'd love to find out.
Darn right.
But anyway, back to this last recording. We heard the song JoJo. And this is from a record that's, well, it's not really a record. It's a download only. It's called Afropop Presents Thomas Mapfumo Live. And it was put together by the folks at Afropop Worldwide, who have been big supporters of his music. In fact,
celebrating their 20th anniversary today.
Is that right?
I got the email today, Banning Air and Georges Collinet, and they spoke often in the little email about Thomas.
Well, it must have been in the first year of their NPR programs then that they had a program-long feature on Thomas Mapfumo. And I think that was the first time that I'd ever heard Thomas's music. I guess it was like 1988.
Yeah.
And I saw them play in 1989. And it may have been the first tour of the U.S. I'm not really sure about this. And they came to Chicago. And I was a graduate student at University of Chicago. And they played at the University of Chicago Student Activity Center, which is called Ida Noyes Hall. And it's, it's a small building. In fact, they didn't play in a concert hall at all. It was like a gymnasium, an old gymnasium. And they set up on the floor. There's no stage. And so you could stand right next to the band. Like you could touch the guitar player.
Which, did you?
No, but I mean.
you showed a lot of restraint.
And it was, I was totally blown away. And all of my friends, none of us were into world music yet. It was maybe a little bit early for that. But we had all heard African music and were interested in it. Most of us were jazz fans. And we were just completely blown away. One of the greatest concerts still that I've ever seen. And my friend Eric Norbaum, who I hope is listening, saw Thomas on the same 1991 tour that I just played that recording from in Washington, D.C. And to this day, Eric will tell you, if you ask him, that it's one of the greatest concerts he's ever seen. Also, and so that's what the band sounded like basically when I saw them.
Fantastic.
And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are the Tower of Low Power and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I'm going to do a couple more pieces of business, and we're going to play as much more music of Thomas Mapfumo as we can fit in here. Christian will be in with This Modern Beat in 20 minutes at 7 o'clock, followed by Fontaine with What the Fontaine from 9 until 11. Andrew Felty will be here with Midnight Solstice from 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. Chris, the professor, will be here with The Other Side of Metal from 1 to 3, and Dave, the DJ, is doing the all-nighter tonight from 3 to 6 a.m., and we have great, great music on this station all weekend and every weeknight as well, and we have great news, talk, and public affairs programming that keeps you sane.
Hear, hear.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., including Democracy Now!, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., right here on 97.3 WRIR, where we want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Maudlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Maudlin Center presents the East Village Opera Company on October 20th. This company infuses classical music's greatest operatic moments with electricity and heavy metal to offer audiences a high-adrenaline rock extravaganza. For more information, you can call the box office at 289-8980 or visit the Maudlin Center online at maudlin.richmond.edu. And St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Oregon Hill will host the second annual St. Andrew's Community Fair, Sunday, October 19th, from noon until 3 p.m. at the location of the Birdhouse Market, Grace Arendt's Community Garden. The event will feature games, homemade food, crafts, and live music, including the Thistle and Shamrock Dance Troupe, the Shalom Singers, a Kenyan vocal quintet singing traditional music, and Hogify, an all-purpose 80s cover band. Admission is free and open to the public. For more information, call 804-648-7980. And Tim, I guess from your reaction, you're not familiar with the Shalom Singers from Kenya.
The Kenyan group. And
it's the same. The same. That's their name. Yeah, the Shalom Singers.
Is the Kenyan group.
Yeah.
Wow. I need to become familiar. That's fantastic. Too. It's a new world order.
That's right.
Bill Lupoletti. We're happy for that.
And we are talking about and playing the music of Thomas Mapfumo here on Global Agogo. He is performing in Richmond for the first time ever next weekend, October 24th and 25th, at the Maudlin Center at University of Richmond. And I hope that you've gotten some edification about his music from our program and a little bit of entertainment from listening to us prattle on.
I feel so compelled to encourage people to find a way to see this man perform. This is a really unbelievable opportunity. And I think if you had had the opportunity to see Bob Marley, who's now been dead for 25 years, if you could have seen him at some point, or all the regrets you may have had in the last 25 years, you didn't get to see someone of that stature and that importance, and with such with offering such beautiful music that's really uplifting. you have this opportunity. This guy is that. He is really of that ilk and of that level, a really gifted, extremely important and influential musician, and a really an amazingly sublime intellectual and thoughtful guy, a great poet, a great musician, and I just encourage everybody to find a way to go see him. It's really an amazing opportunity. Thanks to U of R for getting it done, and I think George Lowe had something to do with all that.
Is that right?
Yeah, bless his heart. I think he suggested that to Kathy. And
excellent, George. Well done.
Yeah, darn right.
All right. Well, we're going to play something now that's a little bit different from the rest of the stuff that we've played so far. And we're actually going to finish off with two songs, so this is going to be the last time that you hear from us, maybe mercifully. So tell us about this next recording, because I didn't know anything about this at all.
Yeah, it's intriguing. A part of the elements of Thomas moving to the Pacific Northwest, encountering the San Francisco-based guitarist Henry Kaiser and the trumpeter Leo Smith, who's a really great, important innovator in this freeing of jazz concepts in the late 60s out of Chicago.
The music of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, for those of you that are familiar with them, that's the organization from which the Art Ensemble of Chicago started and stuff like that. Leo Smith was one of the founders.
Absolutely.
Of
AAC. Well, and this tremendous trio he had with Anthony Braxton and Leroy Jenkins, and then the Creative Construction Company, which also featured Muhal, Richard Abrams, and Richard Davis and Steve McCall. But a really brilliant composer and a lovely trumpet soloist and really broad-minded musician and composer.
An educator.
Yeah. And so this is a collaboration between Wadada Leo Smith, who has performed in Richmond at RAW, at the Richmond Artist Workshop in 1982, along with Thomas and the Blacks Unlimited and a little bit of skronky guitar from Henry Kaiser.
All right, so let's check this out. This track is called
Marimuka.
Marimuka. And we'll be playing one more after this, which is...
It's really great. It's very stripped down, a tour that Thomas did in the mid-1990s, 95 or 96. The track is called Mahororo, and it is just Thomas with three of the thumb piano, imbiras, and bass and drums. And it's really just stripped to its essential elements, and it's really beautiful.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim, for all that you've contributed to today's program. It's been a great time and very educational for me, and hopes likewise for the audience. And we'll get you back here. You know, again, it's been a couple of years since you've been on my show. Maybe it'll be less.
Yeah, we're going to do a big soul music show sometime.
Yeah, that's an idea.
I'd love to. Thank you so much, Bill.
All right, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And I will be back with you guys next week for the Fun Drive, and we'll have all kinds of great things going on then, but you'll hear all about that. And let's listen to these last couple of tracks here from Thomas Mapfumo, and Christian is up next with This Modern Beat. And until next week, à tout à l'heure. Kumaru kumaru mukawo yewa kumanai.
yakaenda vakomana ndotevera pfuma yababa wangu yakaenda ndotevera pfuma yababa wangu yakaenda vakomana
Thank you.
mwana yoye ndenda kumari kumari mukawoye ndenda kumari kumari mukawoye wakumana yoye ndotemera fume mamongo yakaenda ndotemera fume mamongo yakaenda wakumana yoye ndotemera fume mamongo yakaenda ndotemera fume mamongo yakaenda wakumana yoye
Daí a mozimo na igara gudo. Oh yeah. One and I got a banana. Oh, yeah, boy. One of the good and I go see. Oh, yeah, boy. One of our one I want to go see. Oh, yeah, boy. One I don't know who never got better. Oh,